And a lot of people miss out because of that.
It's always delayed. Always delayed.
That's the way it is.
Who did that think that?
Well, we're on top of the.
For your sake,
okay? We're in that.
Yeah, well, just because you inherited your mother's house, who do you think you are? Maybe I should have the house too.
You have to test of the bay is the bottom line.
Property. They're inherited.
Okay. So we're learning the Dine Gabayis here. As we know, the Gabay has ultimate decisions, and there's a list of hierarchies we know today. Today we have in Simukuf Lamad Zayin, actually, Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha is a list, if I remember correctly, of all the priorities. And it comes out there that a chassan and a bar mitzvah boy have a goydel, because they're both equal. Yartzeit is on the bottom of the list.
Really?
Yep. Yartzeit is at the bottom of the list. There's only one thing less than that. For example, the first Shabbos, the wife is able to come to shul after she gives birth, comes before everything.
That the husband should have an aliyah.
The husband should have an aliyah and maybe Dremel when she's there, yeah.
And going overseas and coming back doesn't even, it's way
doesn't register. Doesn't register.
Because you don't need an aliyah to bench
Goyle. For, yeah.
And you don't even need to bench Goyle, bottom line.
Why not?
I spoke to Rabbi Kampen, who's a long time.
Remember who? Yeah, he said you don't bench Goyle.
Well, in Israel, I was to a couple of people. Bottom line is you don't really have to bench Goyle. Like, you have to make a motion that I'm in up. But you don't have to bench
Goyle. I bought okay. Sikhan Lahoy, so.
Anyway, whatever. No. We won't go right now. Okay, Harvey's here now. We can start.
Oh, yeah.
You think it's such a yachsid? Okay. Bottom of the page. So now we know the Kohen Levi Yisrael. Within the Yisraelim itself, is there any system? Look what the Gemara says there. Watch very carefully. The system the Gemara has. Who comes first? Who comes second? The bottom of the page in the Tesla base. Sholchu le b'nei galila l'abchelboi. The Achareyan Mi Koyin, so who comes after the Koyin Levi? Top of the page, Sama Chamad Al, the very beginning, Habi, 60A1. The very beginning. Mi Koyin, who do you call up next after Koyin Levi? Lahavi be Yodei. So Rab Chelboy didn't know. Also, Vishayle Vishanavcha is a quite popular fellow. They asked him, Omalei, Achareyan, after the Levi, this is how it works. Afterwards, Koidin, Talmud Chacham, Hamemunin, Parnosim Alatzibur, the Talmud Chacham, that's Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham was in charge of the whole community. And the truth of the matter is interesting, I don't know why. We're learning more of Pesachim that woe is to a city that the head of the city is a Talmud Chacham. Because he's always learning, there's no time to take care of the city. And here it seems it's a big thing, the Talmud Chacham is a moon, a parnis on the Tzibur. To distract him anyway.
If he's a real Talmud Chacham, he shouldn't be united. So that's my bear.
Yeah.
Isn't Hamamuni Parnas means he appoints others to be Parnas?
No, that would be my man that Parnas says. Hamamunin. Hamamunin, that he's counted amongst the Parnas of the Tzibur. The Achrei, and afterwards, the next one in line, Atam Chacham, Haruyilim Noise of Parnas of Tzibur. Potential. A lot of those, a lot of potentials. That's number two. And look at number three. The Achrei, Bnei Tamil Chavim. If your father is a rabbi, then you already have entitlements also. What do you do? Nothing. But my father's a rabbi, I have entitlements. But when do we give it to the children? Only the father's actually a partner, not in the potentials. Afterwards, Rosh Hashanah. If you're reading your Kumpurka, I mean, you see with a very interesting the order, how it was in Bavel, the order of, you know, hierarchy. Here's a little bit different. Rosh Hashanah is the heads of all the organizations. Of all the guys, and then the Chol Adam. That's it. No other strata. Very short list of kibudim here. Big machlekes in the Achrayini. Which is the most coveted aliyah? Shlishi, Rvi, Chamishi. Every one of them has a maila. The Levush holds the most chashav aliyah Shvi, because Hakol Halech Achrachitim. He's the last one. He's the culmination. He's the highest. Others say Shlishi because that's the first Yisrael. Others say the V because the cycle repeats three times. He's like the Kohen. So he's the Yisrael's equivalent of a Kohen. And for Yisrael to be equivalent of a Kohen, it has to be a much higher Madrega. So the V is the highest. I can't remember if anyone says Chamishi, actually. Shishi.
Shishi, for sure they do.
They do, of course. Shishi, Shvi. I tell you, Lavush holds definitely Shvi. Maftir is because you get double. Sai from the Torah and Sai from the Tanakh. So half Torah, and you know. Because it's Shishi, just like Shlishi. It's the end of the cycle. Just like you have the Shvi, is the end of the whole Kriya. Shlishi is the end of a cycle of Kohen Levi Yisrael. It's also 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I can't remember, truth be told, I don't remember if anyone says Chamishi. And maybe that in itself, that there's nothing chosh about it, makes it the most chosh within.
Truth is, they're all important
details. Oh. Shulchan ben Gilad and Chelba. The people Gilad said to Chelba, talking about Gilad and Chelba. Ma'olikas bechamashim bebeis haknesses betzibur. Are you allowed to read from a chumash in the beis hak? In other words, they had a sefer to 05 chamashim, but instead of written like a sefer on a like a sefer Torah, each sefer was on its own. That's how they used to learn then. Lahave biyodi. I wonder if he could take one of these from and read it. He didn't know. Also, shayu chenavche. He went and asked chenavche. Lahave biyodi. Didn't know either. Also, shayu chenavche. Asked the medrash. Pashtu amaha. And they all worked on it together. And they came up with the answer. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel Chaim Yechanan. Just like we learned the name Rabbi Yechanan. Say for Torah shechase yidachas. There is missing one sheet. Ain't koyin, but you're not allowed to read. Here, you, each sefer is missing the other four svarim. There within the Chumash that you're reading, a page is missing. Here you have an entire text of Bereishis. What's missing? Shmoyis Levi. That's not Bereishis, that's Shmoyis. So maybe it's good. They both say, Ein koidin mechumoshin bebeis haknesset. You do not read the Chumash Knesset. You know why? Shum kover dat tzibur. It's not passage for tzibur. Why not? It looks like the tzibur cannot afford a proper sefer Torah. And it's not nice to insult a tzibur. So the Beis Yosef already has a discussion, if I remember correctly, on the Rambam, what happens if the tzibur is moichu. The famous Bach says that a tzibur cannot be moichu. When everything Gemara says, we don't do something to cover a tzibur. For example, he says, a woman not getting an aliyah because cover a tzibur doesn't help. Like what Sperber says, that the whole community, all the women say, all the men say, we want a woman to get an aliyah. The moichu, the covered, you're allowed to. The Bach says that covered a tzibur is not your covered, it's the Eibush's covered. That his tzibur is behaving this way, and who's chesh, who gave you the right to be moichu? It's my covered. Covered a tzibur is not people. It's because the Eibush comes to a tzibur. It's the Eibush's covered. So he says the Bach, nobody can be moichu covered a tzibur. And so Paschal the Rosh.
Then you got to say what things form
covered a tzibur. It says right here. The Gemara has six different places covered a tzibur.
No. I'm saying what things are. For instance, the Rabbah comes out to
hear. Under 18 years old. No, but that's not covered a tzibur.
That's an individual.
That's covered. Not in Gemara and Seita. We have five or six covered a tzibur. A guy under 18 years old should not be a permanent chazm because covered a tzibur. There. The Rosh talks about can the tzibur be meichel. He said the same thing in the Bach. He can't. It's not your covered to be meichel. And so on and so forth. Think about right. Talking about Rabbi Rabbi Yitzchak and about the matters of a shul. Then they will say, "Hi Sefer Aptarta." There's a book they had for Haftodahs. Also, the Mikra Lebe Shabbos, the book of Haftodah is interesting. You're not allowed to read it on Shabbos, and because it's Muktzah, why you're not allowed to read it on Shabbos? So he says, "Hey, my time with Leinitin LeKasev, you're not allowed to write Torah Shabbosav, as we'll soon see." Or, you're not allowed to write Torah Shabbosav. Says the Gemara, "Marbar Rashi, also Tetul Nami." He says, "You're not allowed to read it. You're not allowed to even move on a Shabbos, but time is Halachas Mikra. Once you're not allowed to read it, it's Muktzah." But the Gemara disagrees. Lahi shari l'tatuli v'shari l'kumi. Later we'd have Titus. You're allowed to move it. Why? Because Rabbi Yechon Shlokis ma'ainim b'sifur agadatim shabata. They used to read sfarim of agadatim. They used to read, you know, medrashim and all that kind of stuff on Shabbos. L'chayli not allowed to write down Titus shabapeh. So l'chayli it's muktzah. Well, I need the kasev. Well, kivin le'efsha. Since who remembers all the things today? You have to write it down because people can't remember. Eis lasses l'Hashem. Sometimes in order to do work for the Eibushter, he feder Titus secha. You breach his Titus. Hachinam here too. Kivin the loy efshet eis laz l'shem efeit l'secha. You gotta break it tighter. By me by me. Rabbi, I said I have a question. My little Megillah Tinnul Yislamid. Are you allowed to write a part of a section of the Tater on a scroll so that children can learn this parsha or not? Tibayi leman do amar. According to one says the Tater Megillah Yitna is a machlekes on see. When the Tater was given, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Tater. Every, you know, whenever something happened, wrote it up. At the end of his life, that's when he bound them all together. Or leman do amar chasuma nitna. There was nothing was written. The way Rashi, nothing was written until the very end, and then Moshe Rabbeinu gave the whole thing. Or where Tosfos wrote, he did write. Of course, he wrote everything down. But let's say if an event happened later. And that's written in the Torah earlier. He would wait for that second event to happen, and then he would also put in the earlier event. But of course, he wrote in bits and pieces. On the one hand, since the Torah was given in parts, you're allowed to write in parts as well and teach the kid. Given the Eidvik, once a day, but attach it all in one safe, you're not allowed to. Much more, you're being attached in one safe, you're not allowed to. I can also ask the question, one that says, well, seal, keeping the chasom and itna, and kais, on the one hand, because the Torah was given us in one piece, so you're not allowed to break up a piece of a kid. Just like we're allowed to write down Torah Shabbal Peh because we have no choice. We can't remember today. How are you going to teach a kid a few psukim from Arabic Sefer Torah? You have no choice. Amalei came back to him, ain't kaisvin, you don't write, my time, you know why? You're going right, next fucking conscious. He says, hey, you don't write. The Lushan, even though the reason we don't write it, because obviously in the question just asked before, maybe because the Torah was given in one go, you shouldn't put it together, or once the Abishter connected, you know, attached them all together, Moshe attached them all together, you know, I'll do it. But he wrote, the way the Gemara says it, ain't kaisvin, fish ain't kaisvin. You don't need a reason. Azei heisich. The Gemara writes that Esve afhi asasa helone hamalka donated a tavla shalzov, a plaque, a golden plaque, she pasha saitik su'ala, was written the pasha saitik su'ala, and we'll know how to write the pasha. Here we took out a couple of psukim from the Teda, and they wrote it. You just said you're not allowed to write parts, only the entire Teda. Om shem lakim shem yanai ba'alabez. Only Rosh HaTeva is of alabez. It wasn't, they didn't write down word for word. Esve, it says, kishu kaisa, the b'raisa says a bit more clearly, it says when you write, roye v'kaisa mashakosu v'tavla kain, looks at this plaque, it would copy what it says there. No, how can you copy it unless it's written properly? Ema kamasha kata. Doesn't mean he wrote word for word. He means the way. The Rosh HaTeva, they remind him the order of the psukim. Or order of the words. Eisve says another braise, because your kaisa is even clear. Roye betavla. He looks at the plaque. The kaisa masha kasa betavla. He writes down what's written in the plaque. Mahu kasa betavla. What's written in the plaque. Im shachav im lo shachav. Even though Tesla makes a comment, there's no such pasuk im shachav. And we had a number of times where we more quotes psukim. It says about Atlas Shatis, but it doesn't say Im Loi Shachav. It doesn't say Im Shachav. But anyway, Taisa says right here Im Shachav. Look top of the page. Im Shachav Loi Ksiv Klal. There's no such pasuk as Im Shachav. Yeah, it says so. He says such pasuk. The pasuk says Im Loi Shachav Ish Oisach. Yeah. Or then it says Ve'im loish satis, then Hinoki. It says the loish satis. Or no, it says yeah. So Tei says no such pasuk. Anyway, Hachamai skin b'sirugin. When it was written, sirugin means sometimes sirugin means alternate. Here means as Rashi learns that he wrote the first few words of a pasuk and the rest of Rosh Tavis. Kitanoi, the truth is, Machlis, the name. One day he said, you're not allowed to write parts of the Torah for children to learn. But if you started writing for childless illuminations, but you intend to continue as a Torah, then Muti allowed to. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're allowed to write sections. How did the sections? But it has to be a whole section. But Breishis at the Mabel. You can write Breishis. You can't write just a couple of Psukim Breishis. You got to write from Breishis till the story of and till Noach. So that's a whole section of Breishis. Betoidas kainim, if you're writing vayikra ad vahibayem hashmini, until that, you know, that's talking about kabonis. So in other words, you're allowed to write sections, but it has to be a whole parsha. It can't just be, you know, bits and pieces. Yeah. Yeah, true. Or even in Breish, you want to teach him about the shvat. You know, I mean, I guess he's giving the principle. Either in the story, get a whole story, or in halachas, get a whole set of halachas. Everybody was against the Melech because he married someone from Rus. He married Rus's descendants. Shmuel Novi said he's allowed to. So Dovra Melech said, Oza Marti, when they said I'm allowed to, I said, he nibosi Megillah Sefer Kosalai. In the Torah, it's written all about me. When the Torah said a few words, it was Maramas to me. So therefore, and what does he refer to the Torah as? Megillah. Why would the Torah call it scrolls? Obviously, the Torah was written in scrolls. Rav Shimon Lakish Raimer, Torah Chasumanit was given all in one go. Shneimet says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lekoyach Sefer Torah Azoyis. Take this Sefer. It's a Sefer. It's a whole book. Vidich Nami Yaksiv Lekoyach Ahulabas Idvik Idvik. Of course, it was a Sefer, but that was after it was written in parts, and then it was put together. Vidich Nami Yaksiv Megillah Sefer, because Lai wrote Megillah Sefer. Ahudachol Torah Kulik Megillah. The Torah itself sometimes is known as a scroll. The chesiv, as it says in pasuk, "Vayomer Eli, Mo Atoraya, what do you see?" Vayomer Eli said to me, "Mo Atoraya, what do you see?" But Oimer, I said, "I need only Megillah offer. I see this Megillah that's dusty and all that." So therefore, we see the Torah sometimes called a Megillah. Inami, Likir Ablevi. You know why the Sefer Torah is called a Megillah? Like Ablevi, Damar Ablevi. That even though the whole Torah was written in one go, but there were eight parshas on Rosh Chodesh Nissan when they constructed the Mishkan, and they made a Chanukah Sabayis. Shmoina parshas Nemru B'Yom Shukah by Mishkan. There were eight separate subjects given on that day, and each subject had to be written down. So there was parts of the Torah that were Megillahs, these parts. Elu, Hain, Pashas, Kayim, all the Pashas were necessary for that day. That, all the laws of Kayim, because they were having the Mishkan. Pasha Levim, what they had to do, Pasha Temeim, which is, you know, Paraduma, Pasha Shiluach Temeim, when the Tommy should be sent out from the camps, or Pasha Achre Mois, because Nadav Avi never passed away that day, or Pasha Shtuya Yayim, because the reason why is because they were drunk. All of the dinner relevant, Pasha Nedes, and also what to do, Bahaloischa, because that day they started lighting the candles, or Pasha Paraduma, and Pasha Paraduma. So when it says Pashas Tmei, we're talking about Pesach Sheni, Rashi says, yeah. There's a lot of other Midrashim, but the Torah clearly says, in fact, everybody has a question. How can there be any Midrashim as to why Nalavi passed away? The Torah clearly says why they passed away. This is because they brought an age of the flesh, that's what Pesach says. Or the next part that talks about the drinking wine, it's at best, you have a hekesh. That's it. Where does it come over there? They weren't married, or they said something against Moshe. All other reasons. Well, how do you even say that? The Rosh has it, the Shadjah of Rosh. Most of the lemudim that we have from the Torah is from words in the Torah, and we use the 13 principles. We're in 60b1, second line from the top. 60b1, second line from the top. I'm not sure about you. Okay. Most of the Torah we learn out is from what's written in the Torah through Gzeres Shavah, Hekesh, and the 13 principles. There's a little bit that is no record of it at all in the Torah. And we have to, Torah Shabbat came from Moshe Messina. How do I know that's how it is? It says, Echtav loy rubi terasi. I will write down most of the Torah. They behave like they're fremded, like they're strangers. But what do we see? That most of the Torah is recorded. Most of the dinim that we learn are from the recorded parts of the Torah. That's his opinion. Come to Rabbi Eichel and says, no. Most of the majority of the Torah, we don't, no remits for it in the Torah. It's orally from Moshe Rabbeinu and Sinai. Only a little bit is written. Shenema, it says, Ki had vori meila. P is by heart, mouth to mouth, oral. And that's how we learn. The other one, how can you say that most of it is Baal Peh? When it's in Feish, I'll write most of the Torah. And for the Gemara, who atmi kametame, he was wondering. Echt of loy rubi terasi, I will write most of the Torah. Look at my Zohar Nachshavu. It's like a Zohar, like a fremde. Now this taste is very interesting taste. Atmu kametame, says taste, let's do a top taste on the page, top random order. He was wondering, but you think I'm going to write down most of the Torah? The strangers will get to it. What do you mean the strangers will get to it? So Taisa says a very interesting thing. The Tur says that there's many fast days on the calendar. The Tur and Tav Kuf Pei lifts a whole list of days in the month of the year that we fast because a terrible tragedy occurred to Bnei Yisrael. There's one fast, every fast is one day. There's one fast that lasts for 3 days. Ches Tes Yud Tevis. And he said, what happened? Ches, test, you, Tevis. Forget our Sarva Tevis about Mesa Midrash. Even worse, that's when they translated the Torah into 70 languages by Talmud Melech. And that's the saddest day on our calendar. Worse than Tisha B'Av, worse than our Sarva Tevis, and the others. No. Talmud Melech was Ches, test, you, Tevis. He says, Gia Choshech Ala Olam for Shosha Yamim. And where does it come from? Look at Tevis says right here. Tevis says, the Medrash is wondering, you want me to write down most of the Torah? It'll get into the way Will Tesis is learning, and it'll get into the hands of strangers. Goyim. Amrinan, we say, K'moizor nechshvu, sha'oiv dekacham kosuz at Torah. Goyim will have access to the Torah. And it's a terrible thing. If of the entire Torah would have been written in Yisrael, let's say every single aspect had been written, the Goyim would then write the whole Torah. I should write most of it. Even when I wrote a little bit, I did write. Already the Zorim took it. They translated it. Based on this note, based on this taste, the Neid Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer both come out with a chedim of their own. You're not allowed to look at any art scroll or any Gemara
translated.
Translated. They came out, they put a chedim, the chumash that was translated in Yiddish in the Tanakh Sefer. Yeah, not because of Maskilim.
What did you translate to Arabic?
You have the Rambam wrote everything in Arabic. He wrote the Sefer HaMekach was in Arabic, but he translated something in Arabic. I don't know. So they both came out very strong. You should read it.
What about Targum Unklos?
What about Targum? That's from Moshe Mesinai. That is from Moshe Mesinai.
What's the Rambam?
In Megillah Hedav Gimel, that's Moshe Mesinai.
You mean the Goyim would manipulate it?
No, because the moment you translate it, there's access to Zorim, to Goyim, and then they'll use it to them. All the debates that, sorry? Find it. Find the translation. Yeah, Shivan Loshin.
Mazel
Tov. Thank you. Anyway, you should just see that Noyde Behuda, it is heavy duty stuff. And the Achreinim, about 100 years ago, this is a pre-Har Scroll, we're trying to find a heter to translate things. So one of the heterim, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Leviathan Torah Shivan Loshin. Another guy say, "What? The Noyde Behuda didn't know that. The Chavir didn't know that. They knew that." So they quote the Torah, they quote this Tesis. The Torah, right? This is the black. The Torah, right? You have to see it. It's the blackest day on our calendar, blacker than any other. Than Tisha B'Av. Can you imagine? Where's the Chur Beis HaMikdash? What can be worse than Chur Beis HaMikdash? Translating. Let's go weiter. All based on this taste. Weiter, the Gemara. It says that it was oral.
This statement of
the Lezer
and the
Rechel,
that the
Rechel
was talking about the various halachas, some of them got a psukim and not much else, and others got very.
Yeah, but he's saying take a whole Yiddish guy. Where did Moses come? He said, the Rashi explained, the one that says Moses Aksav means it's not written in the Torah, but using method of Yiddish Shabbat, Hekish, using methods within the Torah itself to derive it. Balpeh means that there's no base in the Torah whatsoever. It came straight from Moshe Mesinai. V'idach nami. Haksiv ki ha-pi ha-dvarim ha-ele. What did the most written says pi? Ya ha-mashum lit kifu le-migmerinu. Because they're trying to learn it. It's hard to learn. Torah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachmani, Metugim Rabbi Shimon Lucky. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachmani, who was the Metugim Rabbi Shimon Lucky, Ksiv, it says, in what pasuk? It says, Ksav Luchos Advarim Eli, should write these things down. I mean, that what they should be written. Ksiv, another pasuk says, the same pasuk, it says, Kiao Pi Advarim Eli. Should be said by Orly, how can it work? Okay, it said, Dvarim should be Ksav, E Atar Ashoil Omer Mapeh, you know, say Mapeh, and Dvarim should be Mapeh, and things that are Mapeh, E Atar Ashoil Omer Ksav. Which is very interesting. Why it's in Feish Halacha?
Oh, the
Tzitzit Pasuk, Yapi. It's not born in Halacha anywhere, which is an amazing thing. Tesis, we had Tesis already in Yuma and Tesis Shana there, and we had in Magen Avraham asking how you like say Krishna Bahard and how all these things, how does it work? So there, there's different rules. One rule is the Magen Avraham brings in Be'er Sheva. That's only if you're saying it, and actually Tesis Shana Yuma, if you're doing it to be mighty others, that's when you're not allowed to say Balpeh. If you're doing it for yourself, you're allowed to say Balpeh. Others say you're not allowed to say if you're memorizing it, but if it comes natural to you, you're allowed to, like Krishna. Like you're allowed to, and so on and so forth. There's a, if you ever look, it's fascinating. There's a machlekes of the early Rishonim if you're allowed to daven from a siddur. Because in a siddur, you have parts of davening which is Torah Shabbat Peh, and you have parts of Torah Shabbat Ksav. And you got a big problem. If you daven by heart, you're saying psukim, you're saying all the tehillim, you're saying things by Peh. If you daven inside, you're saying things which are Dvarim Shabbat Peh that are being written, you're not allowed to read. What are you supposed to do? It's an interesting machlekes, which is not recorded today, but it's like the first Rishonim.
So the fact that those
Rishonim
are writing those things themselves is a bit
shy. Yeah, they all
whatever
talk about
it. Is that they're writing,
it's Baal Peh. Who said they wrote it? They probably said it. Somebody else wrote it down.
Okay.
Inshallah, Kaddish said you should only daven from a siddur and look inside to focus your thoughts. Look inside a siddur, it keeps you sort of focused. Others say pufaket, close your eyes, that's when you're more focused than anything else.
You have only from a siddur.
That's right. He used to scream at people used to look at him during davening and by Fabrengi, he used to say, but it says that you have to daven from a siddur. How can you look at me and daven? This is the early years. Okay, right. Then the Bishmol Torah, Bishmol learned, Eile, the Kaiser of Halachas, you're only allowed to write Torah, you're not allowed to write Halachas. It says it's advarim ha'ela. He dashed the word ela. Nevertheless, you know what the Eibishter made a covenant in Eden and give them the koyach was mainly for dvarim shabapeh, the apeh part of the Torah. Ki apeh advarim ela koratim ha'bris as Yisrael. Because based on that, I gave you a bris. I made this bris for Eden to give you the koyach to be able to do what you have to do. Ma'arvin, we had in the Mishnah all these different other takanas because of Shalom. Ma'arvin bebayis yoshim v'zakir Shalom. You make sure that the Eidav continues in the same house because Dakar Shalom. What's going on? What kind of Dakar Shalom? My timer, what's the reason? Elam, Mishun covered. Is it because of somehow covered that says it's the house you used till now, you should continue, and if you take it away, he'll be upset. But who should put it? There was the Shafer. Now we're talking about Rashi said we're talking about a shofar that the two pshatim. The shofar nothing to do with kears, it's to do with shofar. Every Friday they used to blow the shofar. Or they used to have a shofar we had in Marishkol and Yishalmi, that shofar where they used to have these boxes for tzedakah. So the person who used to keep the box in his house. Yehuda used to be in the house of Yehuda. And then it ended up by Rabba. Tish already asked how to get from Yehuda to Rabba. They lived in different cities. All of a sudden, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael took over, succeeded Rabba after Rabba passed away 22 years later after being a Rishiva. Rabbi Yisrael took over. All of a sudden, Abaye. So here the Gemara actually says Abaye took over after Rabbi Yisrael Rishiva. All of a sudden, Rabba. This is the mock we have. Abaye became Rishiva first and then Rabba took over afterwards. Remember, Abaye passed away young because he came from Beis Eid, he was a Kohen. And then, so they see that things move around. It's not a chesed in the covered. Didn't stay in the family. We're choishe that the people will say, oh, so maybe people walk by. I know that I'm not sure how they see it. The Eir Chesed is supposed to be in this house. Why is it in this house? Maybe there's no Eir Chesed this week. I'm not sure how will people say, what do you just see? A guy has a matzah and an egg, he puts it away somewhere. How do people walk by and notice, hey, the matzah and egg is missing? Unless he's to hang on the wall, maybe.
I saw in Tzfas, in one of the old shuls, the Abu Lafia shul, they have on the side of the bima in a box with a glass cover, it's there on display for everyone to see.
So maybe that's what it, maybe that's how it used to be. Otherwise, how can they walk by and see? Okay, back to the Gemara. Boreshu karvlama. If you have, for example, a reservoir and then it's coming down and a bunch of cisterns on the way down, the one on top has the first right to the water. The Gemara, itma b'nei nahara, the city, that this field that are near the edge of the water, Rav Amar, Rav says, tatoyi shosu ma'ibreisha, the ones on the bottom of the hill. The water flows naturally to the bottom, to the ones on the bottom can take as much water as they want, and then the ones, if there's any leftover water, the ones on higher up can go. Shmuel Amar, iloyi shosu ma'ibreisha, Shmuel says, no. The ones on top have right to the water first, because they're the closest. Water rights. It's a big thing we have now in Australia, that whole big fight between Queensland and New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, because Australia is the very edge of the end of the river, and they claim that they have the rights because natural. And Queensland says, no, we're first. This is exactly what the Gemara is talking about here. The machlekes, whether the water closer to the source have rights to it, or the water at the end of the natural course have first rights to it. It's pretty amazing here. Yeah. If it's flowing normally, you know, they're not trying to close the water down, they're just taking along as it goes, then everyone has a right to take water as it flows. You're allowed to take water. We're talking about here diverting water, which is what they're doing here, diverting. Keep pligging, you're trying to divert the water. Who has the first right to divert the water? Vashkui, and to irrigate his fields. Shmuel Amar, Eloi, Shosem, Ma'ibereshi, the ones closer to the water, they have the first rights. We're closer to the source, we're therefore it's ours. Rav says, no, the ones on the bottom go. They argue, no, you got the Abish to create the water, this is how it goes naturally, let it go, it runs full course, and therefore we're at the end of the water, we have first rights. Tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Boir HaKorev La'ama, that boir, which is closer to the source, Miss Malerisha, they can fill up their cisterns, there'll be a drought, so they want to fill up all the cisterns, they have first rights. We've made Darki Sholem, because Darki Sholem should be a Machlekes, who's going to have first? This is how it works. Whoever's closer gets first. So the Chayre is a Kasha to Rav. Rav says the bottom ones. Targum or Shmuel, this is the greatness of the Gemara here. Shmuel has a wonderful Raya from here, and he could have kept quiet and say nothing, and he would have won the argument. No, he goes and advocates on behalf of Rav how to interpret the Mishnah, and don't ask a question on my opponent. Shmuel, Eliba the Rav, you know how Shmuel answers according to Rav? Ba'ama hamishaleches alpi boidei. Over here he's talking about that it's not that you're diverting water. This naturally, the water mamash goes along the edge of your cistern and it fills up on its own. Then the Mishnah clearly says the one who's close has a right. My machlekes with Rav is where you're diverting the water from its natural course. The people closest water have the right. And Shmuel says yes, because they're closest to the source. And Rav says no, you got to leave the water on its natural course. Where it goes, it ends up. It ends up. For anybody who remembers, what do you need the Mishnah to tell you? Obviously, if it naturally the water goes over your body, what's wrong? Nein, Mamas, I would have thought Motzi Amalei, so people can have tainus. Socha Miska, maybe move your cistern away, seal up your cistern, dig another one further out. Va'ashke behindiz, and let the water flow in its normal course. Kamashla, that they don't have the right to say to him. Now that we don't know who the halacha is like, called the Alingovar. So therefore, let them fight it out. Here we're talking about Darkei Sholem. It's amazing. We're talking about Darkei Sholem, and then we say, punch each other out.
Strongest man wins.
The only way to do is to share it.
There's two opinions of how you learn called Dan Gvar.
It's logical, so that if there's a shortage of water, so the one that's at the very bottom, once he fills up, he doesn't need any more. Therefore, it's all available. The rest is available to the people up the top. Because he's filled up now.
Yeah, but it might not be enough water. The whole problem is, there's not enough water. There's limited water resources.
He got to him at the very end, and he's filled up.
Yeah, because he took away so much of the water now, so the water just doesn't replenish itself to the full extent. Kol Nalagvar, the Rosh says in Bobasa, the Svora is that whoever, it doesn't matter if you're strong or weaker, whoever it really belongs to is going to work, is not going to give up until he eventually gets it. And finally, the Ganif will say, you know, Biflashir, take it. That's it. So there's a Svora behind it. The other say Kol Nalagvar is not a psak. Kol Nalagvar means we don't know who had a paskin, so we walk away. According to the Rosh, Kol Nalagvar is a psak. And we know that the truth will come out. According to other Rishonim, it's not a psak. We're walking away. When we can't, no point intervening when we don't know why rule one way or another when we don't know which way to go. So here, interesting story. Rav Simi Barashi, also the Kameda Abaya. Rav Simi Barashi once came before Abaya. Amale lois v'mar, I want you to do me a favor. Sit down and learn with me Gemara. I want you to be my private tutor. Amalei isli idna ledidi. He said, I have a little bit of time during the day to learn. I want to use it for myself. I don't want to learn with you. I want to learn myself. Abaya, how Abaya learns. So he said, Simba Rashi said to him, which of Simba Rashi is this? Must be a different Simba Rashi. Can't be the uvelois from mar balayla. So teach me at night. Okay, during the day you do you teach me at night. Amalei isli mailash. You know what I do at night? I'm a farmer. This is Abaya.
I gotta draw water.
I gotta irrigate my fields. Imagine a Abaya lift, you know, rolling up his sleeves.
All the Amoraim were
but this is Abaya. There's not another Amoraim. What does it say there? There's no three blatant shots without Abaya's name mentioned.
Yeah,
Abaya and Rava.
They were working men.
Oh, Malay, I know Mashkin Lema. He said, you know what? I'll do it for you during the day. I don't know by your mama. I'll do all your farming and irrigate the water during the day. The Lois and Marbalayla, make a deal. You learn with me at night. I'll mask him. So what did Simba Rashi for the Gemara cup? So what did he do? You think he was going to work? He doesn't know what it means to work. You know? So he did like this. He went to the people who live close to the water source and he said to them, he said, guys, the halacha is like Rav that says that the ones on the bottom are the ones who are entitled to the water. Leave the water alone. Okay. They went to the guys at the bottom. He said, "Obelu, Eloyu Shosemari, Halacha is like Shmuel, it says the water at top at the woods. Leave it alone. Nobody touched the water. He was right in the middle. What did he do? Adahachi Sokar Misket. He took all the water, and naturally, you know, because he didn't let the guys on top of the bottom, he diverted the water to his cistern and filled them up. No irrigating, because it's all there. Irrigating is you got to go to the source and schlep water. Here, the cistern's right there on the field. He was so proud of himself, of his chochmah. He also the kind of Abaya came to Abaya. Amalei ki beitrei Abaya tili. When Abaya heard what he said, what he did, he said, Abaya said, what? How can you pass like Rav or Shmuel? Well, you're playing games here. It's either Rav or Shmuel. Now, Rav Simba Rashi thought, that's a posh. Rav Simba Rashi thought, called the Alan Gavar. He thought, called the Alan Gavar, this is Mukhaid, is not a psak, which means do whatever you want. So I do whatever I want. I can pass like both. I can do whatever I want. So I'll take the war, the middle way. So he said, Abaya said, no, Kol Alan Gavar is a psak. One of them is going to win. Who is going to win? Whoever feels more that it's his. It's either top or the bottom. We don't know which one it is. So, but definitely that, it's not the middle.
Can't you say, Simba Barashi now came with Kol Alan Gavar al psak and said, okay, I'm going to do whatever it takes.
No one says the middle. The Machlek is the top or the bottom. He's the middle. But if you look, Kol Alan Gavar means we're not getting a vowel, it's not a psak, we don't know what it is. It's no psak, we can do whatever it wants, hefke pefke. So therefore he went around and he did it in the middle. But Rabbi was upset because Rabbi said, it's a psak. If it's a psak means one of them has to be right, can't be both.
And he did it to suit himself.
He did it to suit Abaya so he can learn Taita. The loy taminu Abaya lepeda that he shasa. Yeah. That whole year Abaya did not have any benefit from the produce. He says it came illegally, but I don't want it. It looked like he learned with him. Doesn't say he didn't learn with him. Looked like he did learn with him, but he didn't have any hand off from it. So Shimon Rashi comes have a good tutor. Let's finish on the page. The city called Bnei Charma, the people of the city, the Ozla Karu Bereisha, the Shanvasa, they went ahead. They were on the bottom of the hill. They were like in the middle. So what they did was, they dug out a canal where the river was coming straight down. They dug a canal to the right side of the river, the left side of the river, so the river should bypass completely the top part, come through the back. And there they'll steal as much water, and then eventually they rerouted it back to the main river, main flow. So you had still some water coming down the middle, but now suddenly the water coming down is trickling, or very slow. There's no longer the wave, the force, the flowing water. And then they put it back at the end of the river. The ones on top came to Baye. He diverted the water on top. So he put it, what's the big deal? Cut a little bit deeper in the straight line in the middle, so it'll come flowing down the middle as well. Because there's not any more strength anymore in the water, there's no rapids anymore, it'll go very slowly, the water will sit on our field, and it'll ruin it completely. We need the water flowing. What should I tell you? Move away. No, with a bias seems to paskin that the guys, that there's cold down in Gavad, anyone has a right. We'll stop here. Nice Gemara.